I don't know if it's a good sign. Start of every show. It's me getting out glasses and opening things. It's like I'm a fucking bartender over here. For just me. What the hell is that noise? Oh my god, it's wolves running in the wilderness. Wow. This is going to be good, guys. Get ready. We're going to have quite the show.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's time to move, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it.
Hey everybody, on that note, we're having a shot today, so if you're doing that, do it. Cheers. It's been too long. Welcome to our next show. Which is beginning now, officially. Thanks for sticking with us. Real quick, I wanted to address something. I had some shows up and everything, as I normally do. And you may have noticed that we skipped an episode. I can explain what happened there. Basically, I tried to use a lapel microphone while I was in the car so I could record hands-free, you know, which I thought would be the way to do it. But turns out that microphone was a complete piece of shit, and it captured almost all noise from the car. I mean, you can hear me in the background, but it sounds terrible. So I think that's gone. I don't think that's going to emerge again. I have the audio. I can't fix it. It's too terrible. And the thing is, there's the wolves in the woods. I don't know why that's on here. I'm going to have to just go a different page, maybe. Or turn off the sound. This is annoying. We're going to get to this, you fucking wild animal sanctuary piece of shit. Anyway, so that episode, I mean, the content was fine, but the delivery was terrible. It's sort of like if you went to a restaurant and they were going to cook you a delicious steak, but then they burn the shit out of it. You know, so are you going to want to go back to that restaurant again? I don't think you would. So, you know, I don't want to put out a shit show that is just painful to listen to. I don't think people would listen to it at all. I wouldn't. I wouldn't listen to anything, but I especially wouldn't listen to that. So I hope that's not a big problem for anybody, but that's where we're at with that. So I tried to cook a pizza. As you may remember, one of my 30 things to do before I turned 30 was to have a good pizza recipe. So I got a recipe, some herbs from Uncle John, and he sent me a whole pizza recipe there. It's pretty thorough. It's 3 fucking pages, directions, and I followed all the directions, but here was the problem, and I did not anticipate this. So you make the pizza, you put all the shit on it, and then you're going to slide it into the oven. How do you slide it into the oven? You cannot put it directly on the rack, obviously. The dough is too soft. You know, and idiots, what they would do is make it on a pizza stone and then put the whole stone in the oven. Well, that defeats the whole point, dum-dum. You have to put the stone in there first. It regulates the temperature of the oven. This is why your pizzas that you make at home are shit. Okay? Because your oven's all out of whack. It's all over the place. Don't ask me why, but no one can design an oven that actually does the temperature it says, which is kind of bullshit, if you ask me. you know, it'd be like if I sold you a watch and I'm like, eh, well, I mean, yeah, this is a watch. You can keep time with it. And then you get it home and discover, oh, there's only like 4 hours on this watch, you know, and these seconds, you know, 1 second is a second and the next one's half a second and the next one, God knows where it goes from there, you know, longer, shorter. Who's to say? Who's to say what's going to happen in this modern world of watches and stoves and ovens? So anyway, I went to, let's just put it this way. Everything was going great until the point where I had to put the pizza in the oven. And basically, I ended up with a wad of red dough, half of which fell into the oven. So instead of a delicious pizza dinner, I got a task of cleaning the entire inside of an oven and then the floor, and made myself hamburgers, which were also terrible. This is my worst night of cooking, probably since my first night of cooking in this apartment, when I made some kind of a stew from a man, a can, a plan, and it erupted out of the pot all over the bottom of the oven. And we've just begun to recover from that incident. I mean, the man, a can, a plan. The man is a fucking asshole. The cans are the cans. And the plans are no plans at all. The plan is to eat shit food that you hate. I thought that these cans, that this guy, that the only way you'd have the guts to write a book about you can make canned food into good food would be if it was actually true. It's not true. It is not true. I don't think it's possible. I don't think you can make canned food, you know, and combine, oh, well, if you combine the right cans of food, it makes this delicious thing. No. It's still just beef stew and old corn, you know, that's made out of old doll's teeth or something like that. I don't even know what that corn is. So anyway, I mean, I could kind of call that one done if I wanted to. I've got a good recipe. That's what's important. However, I've not successfully made a pizza yet, you know, but I'm ready to go back again. I've got a plan this time. A man, a pan, a plan. Peter. This time I'm going to make small pizzas instead of one huge, floppy, wobbly pizza. Because that should be more manageable. So there you go, fuckers. I hope you're happy. I've been having a miserable night. It's also Sunday. Sunday being the worst night. Sunday is the worst night of the week, even afternoon. I wish to God there was some kind of switch in my brain I could just flip and it made me think that Sunday was Saturday. I'm not doing things on Sunday or Saturday that I'm like, oh God, I can't do this on, you know, today. Got to work tomorrow. But I wish I could just convince myself that, you know, I didn't have to go back to work tomorrow. If I could just eliminate that fear from my life somehow, you know what I mean? That would be the biggest thing I'd like to take out of my life. Not the crippling depression, not the face, the body, not the friends and family. All these things are severe handicaps. But if I could take one thing out of my life, it would be the Sunday afternoon evening blues. That's the worst shit in the world. Anyone who has that, has a lifestyle where they don't have to do that, to me, has it figured out, man. They know what they're doing. They know how to live life in the fast lane. So, I wanted to talk about something today. I've been meaning to get to this topic for a while. This is the Wild Animal Sanctuary, which is in Colorado here. The middle of fucking nowhere. Basically, it's a big field with lions and cheetahs and shit like that. Bears. Now, I've been here. It's a zoo, but not a zoo. I don't know. I guess it's not a zoo if they have a huge space, but they're still entrapped. I'm not 100% sure what the difference is between the zoo and the thing. You know what I mean? I guess when they're out in a field, maybe you don't clean up their shit and all that. They just shit and leave it. Or, I don't know, maybe they fight each other. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure, you know, why it's so much better than a zoo. I guess they don't sell hot dogs there, probably. Who knows? Also, the animals are like, you know, abused, rescued animals, which is the part we're going to get to. This is the place that you go on if you're going on like a date with somebody, or, you know, this is a great place to take your mom for Mother's Day. I don't actually think that. You know, I don't think you should take a date here. I don't think you should be going here. This is not an appropriate... animals are trying to just live there, right? What do we need to go see them for? Oh, yeah, I saw a fucking tiger walking around. It was amazing. Have you ever seen a tiger in motion in tall grass? It's incredible. You know, they're kings of the jungle. And the lions, they're also kings of the jungle. You know, they got like a big afro in the front, shaved butt in the back. It's... You wouldn't believe what the things you see. A wolf walking, watching wolves walk around. It's like a bunch of dogs. I don't know why, first of all, why they don't have dog zoo. Just a zoo with all the different kinds of dogs. You can actually play with the dogs and pet them. That sounds to me more fun than regular zoo. You know, they have a big feeding time. You could feed the dogs. You could feed the animals there. It wouldn't be a problem. Let's be serious. A dog, zoo habitat is probably just as good, if not better, than the environment of 90% of dogs. I mean, if your dog just lives inside all day, fuck it. You know, the zoo's going to be just as good. Gets to play with people. Throw the ball. You know, the fast ones, you can have them race, if that's what they want to do. I don't know. Be nice. You could have like a husky working at the snow cone stand. Here's your snow cone. Thanks, I'm a husky, you get it? You know, have a St. Bernard with one of those barrels that has booze in it. Be great, too. The guys working at the zoo could just ride the big dogs around. That would really, I don't know. I don't know why they can't ride a horse at the zoo or something. Like, the zoo is fucked up, man. They don't know what they want to be, because they want to be, you know, good to animals. But also, they're a zoo. Maybe that's the difference. I mean, the sanctuary seems to be like they're taking away these garbage animals, you know, that people didn't want, whereas the zoo is creating animals to fill the walls, you know? It's like the difference between somebody who adopted 10 kids and someone who just kept squirting out 10 kids, because they just... Man, some fucking people, I think, you know, they get married when they're 19 and they just start having kids, and they... I don't know... how they know when it's time to stop. Because once you're getting to that 4/5 line, do you just say like, well, we'll just keep fucking, and then, you know, eventually the kids will stop, right? They'll just stop happening, probably. Is there ever, once you have 5 kids, what's the point of even not having more? You know what I mean? Why would you stop there? Go for the fucking record. What's, you know, your life's already destroyed. I don't know. It's like, it's the same thing as beers. You know, it's like, if I'm out at night and I have 2 beers, that's a good time to stop. If I have 6 beers, you know, I'm probably not, I was not from the beginning interested in making that decision of, now's the time to stop beers. It's just, let's have all the beers. And then, you know, the hangover is the equivalent of, now the kids are grown up, and you're like, this is fucking annoying. Like, there are way too many people living in this house. Why didn't I think this through? I don't know. It's insane. I don't know why. Like, I could, in my apartment, I could just start having kids. I could have fucking 3 sets of bunk beds in here. Tiny bunk beds. Have 9 kids living here. Why not? You know, who's going to stop me? It's my right, apparently, because I have male genitals. That's okay. It's way off topic. The zoo. Also, I think the zoo should just, you know, embrace, if they're going to be like a show of animals, they should embrace it. And I think one of the embracements they could go for is, you know, they have this fancy event there, do at the zoo, right? Where you get in a suit, you go and you have booze and ride the carousel and fear that you're going to fall off. I think what they need to do is do at the zoo, but just to make it more interesting. You know, they give all the animals pills that make them have huge boners. Because let me tell you something. I want to see, you know, what a rhino's dick looks like. I mean, everyone's seen a monkey dick. I saw a giraffe's dick. It was not very impressive. But who knows? I mean, I don't know. What's a koala sporting? Which ones don't even have a dick? You know what I mean? be fun to see the wolves running around like your dog at home, you know, with that sort of ashamed look where they're like, I don't know what's going on with this penis here. I'm very confused and alarmed. I don't know. They just need to expand their offerings, and I think that'd be a great way. Or at least, for Christ's sake, couldn't they have someone wait around and take a picture when the animals had a boner? And then put it on that little placard, you know, that tells you, like, oh, this one's from this part of Africa. Wow. That really means, you know, oh, it's from the left side. Good. That's where the good tigers come from, I've heard. I know a lot about this. Every motherfucker, too, becomes, like, an expert. As soon as you go to the museum or the zoo or whatever, they're like, oh, yeah, Asian elephants. Those are the real ones you gotta watch out for. All right, fuck you. What, are you kidding me? You remember that from your 10 years in Mumbai or some shit? You don't know anything. What? Since when do you know about elephants? I swear to God, if you had a peanut, you would give it to that elephant. You wouldn't think twice. And now you're telling me, oh, yeah, Asian elephant. Fuck you. Fuck off. So what happens at the sanctuary is you go there on a date or you take your mom there. Because it's like going to the zoo, but you know, it's not as high pressure. Maybe there aren't as many little kids there. I don't know. And, yeah, they don't have hot dogs, so that's a minus. So you get there and, you basically go on this walkway and you can see the animals. This is another way that the zoo lets us down, that the sanctuary does too, but the zoo, I mean, is sort of mixed about it. They'll charge you to come in. They have a huge gift shop. By the way, I can buy a gift shop of a decapitated parrot. You know, I can buy a decapitated head of a parrot on a stick and make him say things. That's fine with them. What they don't like is, you know, pushing the animals outside so they have to do stuff. You know, so I can actually see them. Or, you know, God forbid I suggest, like, could you charge us by the animal that I actually saw or how many were awake? You know, and they'll say, oh, well, this is a nocturnal animal, so whatever. And it's like, oh, fuck you. Listen, I got up early to come here, too. I mean, you know, if I had to get up early every day, that would simplify things a lot. But I don't have that option. This thing lives in the zoo. It could just get up when it gets up. I mean, what? And you're not open at night, so I don't have that option. Could you be open at night? Is that possible? I mean, it's like if you have a nocturnal animal, that's like saying you have just an area. You could just stuff an old garbage bag with leaves and just leave it out there. By the way, there's a great thing in the crime beat here in town. So two cops get called out to go because somebody said there was a bird with a 2 or 3 foot wingspan just sitting in a field. Now, I don't know why someone would call the cops for that because as a cop, someone said, oh, yeah, there's a, you know, a really large bird out here. You know, I'd say, okay. I mean, what? Even if it was, let's say, a bird of prey, it was a hawk, I get out there. What am I going to do, mace him? I mean, just honk until he goes away? I'm not really sure what the plan is here. But fuck it, you know. So two cops went out there and discover not only is it not a dangerous bird, it's a barbecue grill cover that got blown into the field. This is where I live. These are the people that I'm asked to wait behind in line at Subway. These are the people who are sitting at the stoplights in front of me, you know, ruining my opportunity to go as soon as the light turns green. These are the people who are, to some extent, determining the course of my life. You know, this motherfucker, those cops should have gone back to the house, and at the very least, the very least I can ask is they say, all right, well, we're not going to give you a ticket now, but here's what we're going to do. We're going back to the station. We're going to see if any crimes happened at this time. And if we could have helped out with any crime, criminals, people breaking the law, doing things that hurt people, and we're out here investigating a fucking barbecue grill cover, guess what? You're going to be in some deep shit, you old bag. Now get fucking back inside and don't ever call us again. Ever. You are banned. Insane. So Wild Animal Sanctuary. You get there, you look at the animals. Here's what I thought was the best part. You get there, they give you this binder, and this binder explains every animal, why they're there, where they came from. You know, it's sort of like their backstory. You know, it's like the beginning part of Star Wars, where it tells you everything that's happened so far. This is their beginning of Star Wars. You know, the text is just crawling by. Now, it's just in a shitty binder. They kind of handed it to me when I went there. This was years ago. And I said, okay. They had a huge poster of Jessica Alba, you know, because I, or not Jessica Alba, who's the other one? The one with the, you know, face. Well, whatever. You know, the star of Stealth, Jessica Biel. Thank you. Yeah, she's apparently real into this sanctuary. I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, we need a poster of her. And she's not in a, you know, bikini or anything. It's just her standing there saying, like, this place is good. Thanks. Okay. Glad you're into that. I mean, the poster should say, I made Stealth so this place could exist. And then I'd be like, all right, well, that was worth it, I guess. I mean, I'm still pretty pissed that that happened. Does anyone remind Jamie Foxx that he was in Stealth? Because they should. Be like, remember when you were in that movie where the plane was, like, alive? You had to fight an alive plane somehow. And that was, like, a big deal. And really, the best part of the preview was Jessica Biel in a swimsuit, bikini or something. Remember that one, James? James Foxington? No? Okay, well, you know, like, all right, back to Ray, huh? So, they give you this binder at the sanctuary. It tells where they all came from, you know? And I'm thinking it's going to be like those stupid things at the zoo where it says, you know, oh, yeah, this ring-tailed swan came, you know, from fucking the east side of town. He flew in here and just sort of stayed. And you're like, well, great story. You know, no, they've developed to have webbed feet because it helps them swim. They're like flippers. Their feet are like flippers. Can you believe it? You know, and you're like, oh, the mind reels. You know, do you sell beer here? Or why is that such a thing, too? I don't think the zoo sells beer, but why not? I mean, none of these places, zoos, don't sell beer. Like, roller coaster places are no beer. If there's ever been a time where it's safe for me to be drunk, it's when I'm sitting in a roller coaster. I'm, like, physically restrained. I couldn't do anything if I wanted to. You know, I'm just standing in line. What the hell's the difference? Give me some goddamn beers already. Just need to bring my flask to these places, I guess, the zoo. I mean, this is how you know your life is going downhill, when you're bringing a flask to the zoo to think, I don't know if I can stand to look at a fucking panda in the sober light of day. You know, these people pushing these double-wide strollers around, I'm going to kill myself. I need to not go there. But if I'm going there, I need to have a drink, or it's 10. So the binder, okay, let's really do this. I'm fucking done fucking around here. I give you the binder, it tells where they came from. Now, I was far more fascinated with this binder than I was the animals laying in the dirt, you know. Oh, they figured out to lay on the ground. That's amazing. However, I found the binder online. You can look at the rescue stories, and I wanted to share some of them with you because I just find them to be great. Right off the bat, in the lions, we've got Kobu. So he was a confiscation from the Mexican government, okay? And they abbreviate, by the way, the Wild Animal Sanctuary as TWAS. Here we go. Kobu was discovered being kept in a concrete pit in Mexico. Already, you know what I mean? In Mexico. And Mexico figures into actually a number of these. I don't know why. I mean, they're just not really into worrying about what animals are up to, it seems like. That must be an American thing. Because they're like, I don't know, fuck it. Make him a concrete box, no roof. And we'll just throw, you know, bad guys in there. He was originally bought as a pet, but when he became too big and expensive to care for, his owner dumped him at a monastery where he was put into the concrete cell. His new caretakers also decided he was too expensive to feed, so they began feeding him live dogs taken off the street of Mexico City. I mean, I don't know. Is that a huge problem? Street dogs being fed to him? I guess if they're live, you know, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the dog problem, you know. Of all the problems in Mexico City, I don't know where the dog problem fits in to that. But if you could somehow train the lion to just go attack the dogs and kill them and come home, I don't know, maybe that would work out. Be like having a cat around because you have too many mice, you know, on a farm or some shit. Working with Mexican government officials, we rescued Kobu and brought him back to TWAS. He now lives with a pride of lions that lives in one of the sanctuary's large acreage habitats. I mean, already, you know, it's so funny to me because it's like, we don't really understand how he was, you know, he was bought as a pet. Okay. I mean, yeah, oh, we all had a stupid friend who's like, check out my cool turtle. You're like, your mom's letting you keep that in your house, like in a terrarium where it just seems to be struggling to survive somehow, even though there's nothing happening in there. And he's probably pissed off because he can't turn around. Yet, you know, someone somewhere has a lion. Let's move on. Okay. Let's see. Ooh, there's a lot of this, you know. Mara was used in the film industry in California. California. This is really into blaming the places that, you know, it came from. You know, fucking California, and they're using lions in the film industry. However, when she reached roughly the age of 2, Mara chose to stop cooperating with her trainers. And so she discarded. Huh. She now enjoys her time in one of the sanctuary's many large acreage habitats. I mean, this is a thing I've heard, actually, that chimps, this is like a common, you know, a chimp until it's, you know, 1 or 2 is fine, and then it's fucking insane. You know, they'll just try to rip your balls off and stuff them in your mouth, stuff like that. I mean, they go crazy. So every time you see a movie where it's like a monkey and he's really good at luge, you know, that monkey 2 years later was probably ground up into a puree of some kind. Because they just don't know what to do with them. Let's see. Here we go. Shane came from a tiger rescue in Colton, California when it was shut down in 2003. More than 150 starving, dehydrated great cats had to be rescued from that facility. Shane is a young Barbary lion whose beautiful black mane runs all the way down his belly. So this was another rescue that had 150 animals. And then they just sort of were like, oh, well, we quit, you know. I mean, that's awesome. That is awesome. Why would you start something like a wild tiger zone and then say, why wouldn't you say, okay, the wild tiger zone is going to shut down? You know, without support from people like you, it's like the NPR thing, you know, where they do their, oh, you know what? It's a little something like this. Hey everyone. Well, today we have a big sponsor. It's the Wild Animal Sanctuary. Unfortunately, they're running pretty low on funds and they don't want to have 150 starving, dehydrated killing machines. So they've threatened that if they don't make their funding, they are just going to unlatch the gates and fucking drive away in a helicopter. You know, so unless you want to be stalked by a tiger from the wild, next time you're going out to your goddamn mailbox, you better give them some motherfucking money, huh? I mean, that's my suggestion. There you have it. I just don't, you know, just let them go. Let's see if there's anything else good in these tiger or lions or whatever. I thought there was another good one. Oh, this one, they are kept in a concrete cage in Panama City. Wildlife rehabilitation. Ooh, this is a good one. Zoya, Zina, Leo, and Leon. First of all, good one. Leo and Leon. I mean, do you have any that are named Mr. Lion? So these guys and 4 black bears were rescued from Zanesville, Ohio, as a result of the new laws about private exotic animal ownership in Ohio. All of the animals were originally owned by Terry Thompson, the man who was responsible for letting his collection of 56 exotic animals loose before killing himself in October 2011 in Zanesville, Ohio. Now at TWAS, they are living in a spacious enclosure while they go through the rehabilitation process and will one day soon live on one of the sanctuary's large acreage habitats where they can roam freely for the rest of their lives. Now, I mean, so here's the thing. This is like the perfect example of what I'm talking about, which is so weird. Like, they just say, like, well, this guy had 56 animals and then he blew his fucking brains out and now they're, some of them are here. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I counted four. What happened to the other 52? And also, you're like, he just killed himself? What happened to this guy? You know, it's like, well, I'm glad the lions are fine. You know, it doesn't sound like anything else is going on. Everything else sounds great, you know. Sounds perfect. Let's move on to African servals. Now, these things are basically, they look like big kitty cats. So I could see this, at least I could see some of these animals, you know, it'll be like, oh, they kept it in a trailer. You're like, well, that's fucking dumb, you know, but these I could see, you'd be like, oh, this seems manageable. Well, it turns out they're not. Allow me. Diva is a female African serval that was being kept as a pet, that's in quotes, in a New York City apartment. Her teeth have been filed down and her claws removed in an attempt to make her less dangerous. Even with these, quote, modifications, her owners quickly realized that she did not make a good, quote, pet and sought out TWAS as a home for her. I love that. Who filed down the teeth, by the way? What fucking vet was just, oh, this is a very strange cat. Four times the size of the largest one I've ever seen and with strange Africanized spotting. But yeah. Oh, you want me to file down your cat's teeth? That sounds like a good request. Yeah, man. You know, that'll be a couple thousand bucks per tooth. Whatever. I mean, how would you even know? I wouldn't even know if someone said, oh, here's an African serval. You know, and I was like, oh, can we file down the teeth? I wouldn't know if there's another set coming in. It's fucking African serval. I don't even know what that is, you know? Here's another one. Jules is a male African serval that was someone's, quote, pet. They really want to stress that you can't have these as a pet. But like so many other servals, he started to become temperamental with his owners and began marking his territory profusely. His owner relinquished him to a sanctuary in Arizona, but they were unable to keep him, and so TWAS gladly took him. I mean, it's really, to me... You know, it's like, all right, so he's pissing everywhere, and that's when they said, oh, okay, we cannot keep this, you know. How can we keep this thing? It's fucking peeing everywhere. It's like, well, I mean, that's kind of standard cat behavior. You know, that's not super out of control, if you ask me. I don't know. I mean, like... The things people decide, like, you can't just have a fucking cat. You're like, let's have this crazy-ass thing. Jesus Christ. Let's move on to the bears, because I remember the bears being some that I really enjoyed, you know. Let's see. and these were shipped around. Oh, here's a good one. Blondie was found in the unfinished basement of a house in California as a young bear. She was either someone's pet that got loose or was an orphaned wild bear cub that had found its way into the house. In either case, she desperately needed a home where she could grow and be with the other bears. The sanctuary agreed to rescue her and provide her with a wonderful place of love. I love that one. I love thinking, you know, it's like one of those stupid HGTV shows. Maybe that one with those, you know, property homos. Those two guys who allegedly know how to do contracting and buying things. And it's like they go into the basement. Now, this is an unfinished basement, so that reduces the value. But I think what we can do is put up some paneling here. You know, a nice feature down there would be refinishing that. And we'll probably murder the bear and put it out somewhere. that's really going to open the place up when there's not this live fucking bear in the basement. Christ's sake. Let's see. Someone keeping him as a pet. That's a good one. We've got, there's a lot of fucking bears in here, by the way. Let's see. Da, da, da. Ooh. Bonnie and Clyde lived in a Louisiana state park attraction that featured animals from the swamps of Louisiana. The state cut the funding for the park, so the captive animals there needed to be rescued as they could not be released into the wild since they were born in captivity and would associate food with humans.
Okay.
So this is like Bear Country USA, like Cajun style. Uncle French names, fucking wild bear Cajun broil or some shit like that. I mean, give me a break. This is a good one. Baloo was part of a Georgia roadside attraction that was shut down by authorities. He was trapped from the wild as a cub by poachers and had his claws ripped out with pliers. How would you know that they did that with pliers? And also, I mean, if someone told me, like, hey, we need to pull this bear's claws out with pliers, I think I'd have to say, fuck you. I mean, fuck you. Like, I don't care how asleep the bear is when I approach it. I feel like when I rip its claw out, it could just wake up. And then what happens, you know? Then I just become a destroyed pile of meat. No, Ben was kept in a small cage in a remote area in Wisconsin by a backwoods miner. A backwoods miner. That's apparently a thing. That's something. I mean, that exists. There's a guy named Cookie. Got a bear cub, you know, and he's fucking making up stews and shit. Squirrel stews, is that what he was saving it for? My bear stew. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. How does a backwoods miner even exist anymore? Where are the backwoods, and who's mining them? For what? Now, here we go. Thelma and Louise. Unlike the ladies in the movie, these two female black bears made it out alive, but just barely. Good one. While sleeping the winter away, the owner sold his property and told the new residents he'd come back when they woke up in the spring and shoot the bears. The new residents contacted people for a bear rescue. I like that one because it's, you know. So listen, I'm selling you this property. I got some bears out there. They're hibernating. But I will come back in the spring and blow them away. To me, the big issue there is not the blowing the bears away. It's more the, why don't you just fucking shoot them right now? You know what I mean? Just like, why are we waiting for the spring, you know? I don't think we need to wait to shoot bears. You could throw fucking dynamite in there right now. You know what I mean? Just throw a stick of dynamite while they're asleep. This seems like the ideal time to kill them. When they're in their fucking Odin sleep. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ. Give me a fucking break already. Just kill the bears. Kill all the bears. Throw dynamite in their hole. Spill their blood. Who do we else? Ah, this is another great one. Krushka and Matilda were black bears and part of a Russian circus that closed when their owner died. They were so used to having to perform upright that for the first months at the sanctuary, they were bipedal, until they learned they were meant to walk on all four legs. That's a good one. That's a good one. I heard this real fucked up thing about animals in the circus, you know, when you see them do tricks like that. And what they said was the only time that animals will do a trick, like walk on their back legs, is because they're more scared of what will happen to them if they don't do it. You know, so whatever Russian circus, I can only imagine, I mean, is there anything worse than a Russian circus owner as far as torture? That's got to be the worst, right? I mean, that would be the perfect guy in a movie, like a post-apocalyptic movie, and you need someone to torture the location of the black box out of somebody. You say, okay, owner, he used to own the Russian circus, and you're like, oh, fuck me, you know, not Ivan the Ringmaster, I'm screwed, totally screwed. Let's see, oh, magic came from a photography, by the way, this is a black bear, so that's very racist. Magic came from a photography studio where the owner would use him in photographs with clients. His owner decided it was not a lucrative enough business, no duh, and therefore no longer wanted Magic. He was rescued by TWAS, where he will always be wanted. I mean, so some asshole is taking pictures. You know, I've always thought that these people, wedding photographers, senior picture photographers, all scumbags. You know what I mean? All totally shitholes. Like, all I can think is that, you know, it's like a weird, I'm going to my school pictures and they have a laser background and they're like, well, do you want laser or do you want the blocks with ABC or do you want like a live bear? I mean, what would you like to do? There's a, you know, whatever. Oh, this is a good one. Magnum, Cherokee, Princess, and Lakota. All four black bears were rescued from a small property in Dayton, Ohio. Ohio is not looking good either. After their owner died suddenly, the bears spent 20-plus years of their lives living in tiny horse stalls with concrete floors. They were also declawed and had their teeth filed down because they were trained to perform tricks and wrestle people at local fairs. I mean, that's the most hilarious thing that I can think that's ever happened is, like, you would go to the, you know, imagine your town's shitty fair, you know, whether it be a rib fest or a chili cook-off or whatever you have. And then they have a wrestling ring with a bear in it that's got a muzzle on. It's like, do you want to fight the bear? Which is retarded. That'd be like, do you want to fight the Subaru, you know? It's like, well, I hope it doesn't just fall over on me and shatter my pelvis. But yeah, you know, here's the thing, though. I mean, when you say the county fair does do what I want. And they embrace the idea of, oh, yeah, people are going to need beer to be here. This is a depressing place to be. But they've gone out of their house. They're going to need something to get through the fucking day. You know, let's beer them up. And once you've had, you know, once you've crossed that 5-6 beer barrier into I'm just having beers till I die, wrestling a bear doesn't seem like the worst idea. You say, oh, fuck it. What's the worst that could happen? Let's see. This is interesting. Alfalfa, Darla, and Spanky. In 2004, the standard zoo contraceptive medications used on our bears failed. As a result, many unplanned births occurred in zoos throughout the nation. I mean, you're feeding bears the birth control. This is what I'm saying with the zoo. What are you doing? You're like, oh yeah, we give them birth control pills. It's like, why don't you give them fucking, you know, neuter and spay your pets, but your guys is... Yeah, okay, we'll just give him a pill. That seems... I mean, can you imagine giving your dog, you know, you're like, well, we don't want to get it fixed, so we're just going to put it on the pill. You know what I do? I get my dog horny and put a fucking condom on him. You know, so that way he can fuck away at the dog park, and then he just comes in the condom, and I throw the condom away. Oh, can you imagine what a used dog condom would smell like? That's got to be the worst thing that's ever happened, right? I mean, Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. See if we got anything else good of these bears. Owner called to military duty. Good. Support our troops. They always make the right decisions. Corn crib. Second bear that I saw here that's been in a corn crib. Their mother was shot and killed. All right. Good enough. That's the bears. I mean, this gives you an idea of what we're talking about here. You know what I mean? That's the black bears, at least. Apparently, they have bobcats. I mean, these are all basically retarded people somehow got a hold of these fucking animals and just went apeshit, man. They just said, fuck it. You know, we can have these and we can handle it. You know what I mean? What makes you think that you could possibly own a grizzly bear? You know what I mean? Oh, this is my favorite one. We need to do this grizzly bear. Gaika and Masha. These two grizzly bears were part of a Russian circus where they lived in a truck for 17 years. The circus closed when the owner trainer died. When they arrived at TWAS, they suffered nicotine withdrawals as that was what their trainer used by getting them addicted to train them, so they would be desperate enough to do tricks for him. They are now addiction-free and enjoy plenty of space to play. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? So what were these bears doing? Smoking? Or chewing tobacco? I mean, it's like... Your bear have a cigarette. He's fucking smoking. I mean, give me a fucking break. This is how I run circus. These bears eat the cigarette, jump through fire. All make money. Fuck you. Oh my god. What the hell is wrong with everybody? I mean, I don't give a shit about animals. Don't get me wrong. Let me make something very clear here. I'm not doing this show because I care about animals. I don't give a fuck about animals. As far as I'm concerned, any animal that bothers me in any slightly insignificant way should just be put in a grinder and ground into a paste that's fed to the other animals until they all have mad cow disease and go insane, and then we grind them up too. I just don't care. You know, I don't know. I mean... maybe they could live in the woods and be happy and shit, but I think that we're long past that possibility. You know, we fucked with it too much. We fucked it all up. You know, we need to start fresh with new animals that we've designed ourselves, robo animals, something. I don't know. I'm not really sure what the answer is, but I'll tell you what it's not, is giving them cigarettes. What the fuck? You can't just give a bear a cigarette. Everyone knows that. You know, my dad told me that 100 times. You cannot just give a bear a cigarette and expect him to dance for you. You know? Inappropriate. Unacceptable. Not the way to handle things. Well, guys, I think we did it today. I hope that was fun for you guys. That was fun for me. I've been meaning to get to that one for a long time. Don't go there, by the way. Come up with something creative. You know, that's not a good date. You need to do something else. Something where the smell of feces doesn't waft through the air, and you're not going to see 3 pounds of raw hamburger being licked by a tiger. It's not sexy. I don't leave that place feeling horny, let's say that. So, not a good date. Does not pass the Peter principle, which is, if the date doesn't make you horny, you wasted your fucking time. Okay? You know, big props to those at the Animal Sanctuary for sponsoring this show today. Appreciate your cash donations. Jessica Biel, of course. She'll be on the show next week to tell us about some of the new fucking, you know, ferrets they rescued from an old dumpster behind a Chinese food store in Ohio. So that's going to be some pretty great stuff there. And we'll see you in a couple days.
Clowning on the corner of almost gone, and maybe not just yet. There's still a little left to pawn, and the bones aren't set. The cast is slack, the plaster's wet. Stepping off the escalator, hell, I am out of here. Past the predetermined terminals of tears, the wings are warm. The runway is clear, but I ain't transcending much of nothing. I've been down in it, I ain't free. We're no experiment. These 7 years, they weren't like a life out of me. Maybe all the world's a hollow recreation. My desperate brethren, a hallowed blue hallucination. We play to win. Put your right foot out. Put your right foot out.